We're holding here in Siman Tof Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Gimel. So, before we read the words, I just want to give a little introduction to what we'll be discussing in Sif Yud Gimel. And it's something which I have never experienced in my life. I don't know if anybody has. But it seems like there was a time when they would patch up a pot. Anybody familiar with something like this? Because you've heard of this.
Yeah.
Okay. So the halacha over here will be discussing about putting a patch. You know, I'm familiar with patch on clothing, but putting a patch on the pot itself. Now the issue is whether or not perhaps there'll be chametz behind the patch. So if this is the pot, and my two fingers here are the patch, and depending on how the patch is applied, whether it is screwed on, maybe there's some chametz stuck in between, does one have to remove this patch before they do the Haggalah, the purging process? Or maybe if it's welded on, and then maybe they don't have to remove this patch because now everything that was perhaps maybe chametz stuck there is also burnt up as well. That's Sif Yud Gimel. Let's see it inside now.
Yeah, they had a profession called tinkers in medieval times who was a job. They made a tinker to repair and patch.
Interesting. Says Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel. Kli sheyesh boy tlai, a tlai, tes lamed aleph yud, is a patch. A kli that has a patch. Im kodam hatlai, leblias iser, ein tzarech lahasiroi. If the patch was placed on before the pot absorbed any iser, then the halacha is, ein tzarech lahasiroi, one does not have to remove the patch before he purges and kashers the pot. Why not? Because we said the way it absorbs is the way it gives off the taste as well. Which means that the patch being on the pot at the time it absorbed the iser is part of the pot. It's all one entity. However, if the kodma bliyas iser l'tlai, if the taste which was forbidden was absorbed in the walls of the pot first, then you bring it to that tinker person, right? And you put a patch on it. Sarich, the Mechaber says, Lahasir hatlai kaidem hagala. Then you would have to remove the tlai, the patch, before the hagala. Because the iser was in it first, and then the patch came on afterwards. Or, oy yosim gecholim, place coals, hot coals, al mokum hatlai, where the patch is, the place of the patch, ad sheyisarif guf ha'iser, up until you burn any iser, if there is any. Im yeshne, v'achar kach magil kol hakli. Then you kasha the whole entire kli. Okay, before we see the rest of the mechaber, let's see the Mishnah Brura until here. So we're turning the page back now to Sif Katan Ayin Beis, on the bottom part of the page in the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Ayin Beis, where the Mishnah Brura says, down there, around there. Sheyesh boi tlai, we said a kli that has a patch. Hainu, im atlai hu betzad hapnimi shel kli. We're talking about the patch as in the inside part of the kli. Dimi bachutz, einei mazik. Because if the patch is in the outside part of the pot, that's not our concern. That's not what we're discussing here. That's, in other words, then you don't have to remove it. You don't have to deal with it. It's not a problem at all. Sif kod ein gimel, kod matlai. So we said if the tlai, the patch, came before any iser, any chametz in this case, was absorbed in the pot, ein tzarech la'asiroi, you do not have to remove the patch. Pirush, she'atlai nasa b'sho shehoyo hakli chodesh. The patch was made, was attached to the pot when the kli was like a new kli, newer kli. Lousy kli is right. I once got a frying pan. First time I used it, I've never experienced this. Brand new, looks great. It melted. could you believe that? I see the rim of it. It's deformed. I couldn't believe it. A brand new, the first time. This is today. This year. These are right. I couldn't believe it. Or you did hagala to the kli, to the pot, before you put the tlai on, the patch on. So the halach is ein sarech la'asiroi, you do not have to remove the patch. b'shas hagala, at the time of hagala. V'ayrim, when talking about a scenario, shehu medubok yofe, it's attached very well, b'inyin she'ein lachush shema yesh shom tzas chametz ben. Up to the point where there's no reason to be concerned that there's any real chametz stuck there. Be'en once again means an article of food. In this case, we're talking about article of food that's there. There's no reason to be concerned. Ve'en tzarech lachush rak lebliyas chametz shenivla bakli derech ha'tlai. What are we only concerned about? The bliya, the absorption of the chametz that went into the pot. Through the patch. We say, just like it was absorbed through the patch, so to the issa comes out when I purge it through the patch as well. Because if there were cracks around the patch, and then we could be concerned, maybe we should be concerned for some chametz that went around the cracks of the pot. We have to do libun, which is a higher level of kashering. Well, he'll say, I think, over here. But I think we'll say libun kal. They'll say throughout the sif, libun kal, I believe. The dafka bazeh, kanal b'sif dalid, oishi nakir shom heitev, or clean it out very well, v'im lo yosa kein af b'dievet is also. Now, if you have cracks by this patch, and you don't clean out the patch well, the chametz, then even b'dievet after you kasher, it's still aser, because we're saying that there could be this stuff still down and stuck in there. Now, the second part of the case, in the Mechaber told us that if you have the iser in the pot first, and then I put the patch on afterwards, then you have to remove the patch before you kasher the kli. Sifkan ayin hay on the bottom of the page. Even though it's attached very well, it's strong, it's attached in a very tight fashion. Chayshinon shema nishor me'at chametz, we're concerned maybe a little chametz is still be'en ala kli, some real chametz is in the kli, attached between the patch and the vessel, the pot. Koidem shenosnu olav atlai, we turn the page in some editions. Koidem shenosnu olav atlai, before you put the patch on, the be'en, if there's a real bona fide, some chametz there, then hagala is not going to help. What's hagala going to help for? Hagala will help if the walls of the pot absorbed a taste of chametz, a taste of iser, but not if there's actual chametz there. If there's actual chametz, so you have to remove the chametz first. V'yesh poiskim d'choyshishin bazeh gam lebliyas ha'iser. There are some poiskim that are concerned for the bliyas iser, shenivla b'kli, that it was absorbed inside the kli mikoidim beforehand, v'ein yoytzi aplita legame derech atlai. And now that you have the patch on top of the pot, right? So here's once again this recorder is the pot in our example, and my finger here will be the patch. So the concern here now is, according to some of Farshim, that without the patch there, the iser went inside. Now, for the iser to get out, it has to go out without the patch there. I put a patch on. Now the patch is preventing the iser to go out the way it came in, because the patch is blocking it. That's what we're saying now. V'yesh poiskim, once again, the choyshishin bezeh gam lebliyas iser, also for the iser that was absorbed, shenivla b'kli mikoidim, that was absorbed inside the pot before the patch was placed on. V'ein yotzei pelita legame derech atlai, and the iser does not come out totally because the patch is blocking. Shumasik, it interrupts it. V'chayshin and shiiflait b'tav shel Pesach, and then we're concerned that the iser eventually will come out when? On Pesach, into the food. Yes? Right. So the question is, just to repeat the question, is that if I can't really get to that chametz because, as you mentioned, it's welded in there, so then why shouldn't it be like chametz which is stuck underneath the surface of the tiles of the kitchen, which I cannot get to? So we're going to see in a few lines in Sifkatan Ayin Vav, the next Sifkatan, about welding it on. Here we're talking, we'll see more about when you screw the patch on, that's one issue. Well, welding it on, you're not really going to be removing something. Screwing it on, it can be more removed. That's one issue. Another issue is that we're talking about a case as well where that we're concerned with the taste. Not necessarily the act that the fact you're going to go and, you know, nothing better to eat than maybe there's something in between the patch and the pot, but with the concern that the taste will go from the pot into the food. And it's a taste of Isser, of Isser Chametz. But you're correct, because the Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to the halachas later on, but we covered them a little as well, that, you know, this coming week, Sunday, Haba Aleinu Lataiva is Purim, and this Purim is actually less than 30 days, right? Because, right, right? So anyway, it's almost Pesach, so you have to do the Bedikah. Do you have to, you know, you have your heavy, you know, furniture that cannot be picked up, cannot be moved, there's nothing behind the walls over there, do you have to move your bookcases? Now that's the question. You have to move it. The answer is no. You don't have to move your bookcases. You're not going, if you see the chametz there, you have to get the chametz out. But if you cannot get to anything, it's not possible to get to it, you don't have to move your bookcases. So here what the concern is of the blia, the absorbed iser, which will go into the food as well. Let's... You know, I hope not. You don't want to cook your bookcases. Yeah, especially the wooden ones. Okay. Sifkan ayin vavd. Let's continue. Actually, sarf gufa iser. So we're saying that you could also place hot coals al mokam atlai in the place of the patch. The tama rishoin, according to the says the Mishnah Berurah, sifkan ayin vavd, the tama rishoin, the mishum chametz be'en, according to the first opinion, the question was, Neil asked, is it libun kal, libun chomer? Well, we'll see now. That the first reason we said that there's real chametz we're concerned, dai b'libun kal. All you have to do is the lower level of libun like a blowtorch or coals, shakash nisraf mi b'chutz. That it's a temperature that the kash, the straw, will be burned from the outside. Dibazeh bevadai nisraf hachametz shu be'en. Because through this, the chametz will definitely be burnt up. As we learned earlier in Sif Dalit, in regards to other cracks as well. According to the second reason, you have to do a real bona fide 100% Libun Chomer, the highest level, which said Libun Chomer is until it's there's spark shooting out. That you have to put so many coals on the place of the patch, up to the point we have sparks shooting out from there. And then I will definitely have an Isser Balua, which will be absorbed, will be taken out, will be burned up. What happens if you have a pot which has not been used in the past 24 hours? We know right away, we could be more lenient. So he says, we can be more lenient. In other words, just rely on Libun Kal. Everything we're discussing here is a tlai, a metal plate patch. And it was screwed on to the pot. Banged in there with a nail. It's like you would find by large pots. But tlai a metal patch which is attached through fire, welding, like they would do by a tin keli, a vessel that had got a hole in it, that they would pour hot tin that melted and put it in the fire and then do the welding or the soldering process. These kelim are kosher through hagala. And you do not have to put the gecholim on the tlai. Even if the iser came before the kli. Because through the heat of the tin that was melted on, all the iser, all the mamoshes of the iser is burnt away. So let's just explain what happened here. Let's say this is a tin. I don't know what this material is, but let's say it's a tin. The deal is tin. It's an apostle. So it has, a hole over here, a little hole. And they take other hot tin that melted on, and then they put the patch on. In this case, when you do Hagolo, you don't have to be concerned, because any chometz that might have been there is gone. Totally gone. Nothing to be concerned about. Harehei nechsharim b'hagolo, ve'ein tzarech laniach gecholim ala tlai. It's kasha through Hagolo. You don't have to put coals on the tlai. Afim kodma b'lias isa v'kli. Even if the isa came before, the isa that was absorbed in the kli came before the patch. Why? Because through the heat of the bedil, like we just said, nisraf kol mamashu. So isa shetachtav imyeshna sham. Any isa, I just read the line again, was destroyed if there was anything there. Vegam habalua shemi'ever latlai niflat alidei hagala. Anything that was absorbed also was taken out through hagala. Ve'ein hatlai ma'akiv klal. That the tlai, the patch, does not prevent the hagala process at all. Kevin shenidbuk alidei choy ma'esh nasa kekli echad mamish. Because since it was attached through heat, through the fire, it became like one kli. So that patch, although it might not be as so aesthetic looking, but it's one entity. It's one. It's not a pot with a patch. It's one pot. Now let's see the... we have still over here one sif kadma before the next part of the mechaber. After you put the coals on the patch, then you purge the whole entire kli. The kalim yeshanim shetashmishin bekli rishon shechipan bedil. Old kalim shetashmishon that they are used bekli rishon and you plate it, you tin plate it. Meikar adin hayasher la'atiran. B'loy hagola. Really, we can matter it without hagola. Why? Why don't you have to do hagola? Levisha derechu, because the process is shemechamimin hakli kol kach be'esh mi bachutz, because they would heat up this kli with such a fire from the outside, ansha hayferes yutach mi befnim, up to the point where this melted lead, the metal would melt inside as well. And this is in place of Hagolah, Kimavur Basif Dalit. So you would not have to do Hagolah in this scenario when you have all those the hot temperatures on it. However, so why do we say to do Hagolah afterwards? Why did the Mechaber say after you put the hot coals on, do Hagolah? He says, Lefisha Umnim, Lefamim Oisim Bimehirus Zehat Sipoy. Sometimes the workers do a sloppy job. Sometimes they do a sloppy job. And they do it too quickly. They plate tzipui is the covering of the tin covering. Ve'enei oyla b'chol hakli l'fi shaloi hertichu oiso yofim mitchila. And it doesn't cover the whole entire kli because they didn't melt it properly and place it all over the kli. L'chein yesh lahachmir tamid la'tzrichem hagala. That's why lechatchila to akasha this type of kli we should do hagala as well. Mikomokoim b'di'eved. If it was used without Hagolah, what happens if this pot was used and the Hagolah did not take place? We don't have to forbid the Tavshel. Even more so, when the Kli has not been used in the past 24 hours. Another point here. What happens if the Uman, the tin smith, thank you, if he's the one who did this as a guy, a non-Jew, then roi lahatvil b'loi brocha. You should do tevilas kelim without a brocha. Let's finish the mechaber, and then there's a little Ramah. The mechaber says, and back in the top part of the page, v'hu shel eitz ein lei takana. If this is made out of wood, there's no way to fix it. Unless you can remove any chametz that might be in there. Hagol, the Ramah concludes, the tinsmith would want to perhaps put his initials on the pot. So when you go to your friend's house, you notice, oh, look who fixed your pot. You see the name right there, the initials. Advertising never hurts. So These roishim shoysim ha'umnim b'soich kelim inside the kli mutil ha'gilon, you could kasher it. Miachish shenasim yichodosh is made brand new. We'll see what that means. V'inakrim heitev, clean out well. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kanayin Ches. Miachish shenasim yichodosh ayin b'ber halacha. That was quick. It's actually a big discussion over there whether or not these roishim, the signature is engraved. Is it imprinted into the pot so there's a little hole so chametz could get into it? Or is it above the surface? Sifka 9 test, and we'll conclude here for today with this. The inakrim heitev, clean it out well. Lefisha motzei shom harbi oisiois. V'koshel inakrim heitev. Because there are a lot of letters, and it's not easy to clean it well. Therefore, mutov losum shom al oisei hamakim gecholim. It's appropriate to put the gecholim on the name, the letters where he signed. Shim yesh shom mashu chametz isar. Because if there's a little chametz there, it will be burnt up. Let's just have a quick chazara, one major point that we start off with the Mechaber over here, and that basically is like this. The Mechaber is telling us in Sif Yud Gimel and Simon Tov Nun Aleph, whether or not if you have a pot that has a hole and you want to fix it up. So it depends what came first. Did the Isser come first, and then you put the patch on? Then, or did the patch come after the Isser? So, if you have the kli that had the patch on it, but the iser came first. Im kodam hatlai. I'm sorry, the patch came before the iser. Im kodam hatlai lebidas iser. If the tlai was on, the patch was on the pot before the iser came, you do not have to remove the patch because it's one entity. However, depending on if it was welded on, you won't have to remove it either. But if it was just attached, screwed on, you should perhaps remove, if it's possible, that patch before you would do Hagola. Thank you.